Hello, everybody. This is Collegeville Conversation presented by JP Sports, and I'm your host, Jason Phelan. So, as you guys know, the outcome of the 2022 World Series is not one that was very, very much desired by us Phillies fans, as the Houston Astros took the series by four games to two. This one, it really stings, of course, because you see them go this far in the playoffs, and you hope that magic can still continue, but unfortunately, it just runs out. But I think that what I like to see is that a lot of Phillies fans are recognizing just how amazing that this run is, and how them even making it to the World Series is a huge accomplishment on its own. Them winning the pennant is a huge accomplishment on its own. Let's go back to where it all started. So the Phillies are 22-29, and at this point, Joe Girardi, manager of the Phillies, then is ousted by the team. He is fired. He is gone. He is canned. And then next thing you know, bench coach Rob Thompson fills in as the interim manager of the team. And after this, he went on an 8-0 run as Phillies manager, which sparked him to gain a little bit more popularity as the season went on. They started winning more. They started getting on more winning streaks. They started climbing up in the standings. They started climbing up in the wild card. They started just to keep winning. And this started a whole phenomenon about Philly Rob, you know, a Twitter account, I forget which one it was, but a Twitter account made so-called facts about Philly Rob because he looks like a typical Delco father, you know. He takes his kids to the shore, gets his wife a new pocketbook every now and then for Christmas, stuff like that, stuff around that matter. And of course, in June, a very important point in the season, Bryce Harper breaks his thumb after getting hit by a pitch by San Diego Padres pitcher Blake Snell, and that makes him miss some time. Then I think he missed about like 2 months. He came back in August. He was hit in June, and in that time period, the Phillies went on a run. They banded together. They rallied around the loss of Bryce Harper. I shouldn't say they rallied around the loss of Bryce Harper, but the whole team stepped up in that time period. They just brought it together. They started winning more. And then when Harper came back, it was time to make a playoff push. And did they make that playoff push? Of course they did. They got into the wild card on the last day. Into the last wild card spot, and then they swept the St. Louis Cardinals in the wild card round, and then on to the Atlanta Braves in the NLDS. They had a gentleman's sweep there, and then on to the NLCS, the San Diego Padres. They had another gentleman's sweep there, and they went to the World Series, and they won Game 5 there in Philadelphia in front of the Philly fans, which was electric to watch. Now on to the Houston Astros in the World Series. The Phillies won Game 1, and it looked promising from there on out on the back of a JT Realmuto solo home run. There was a lot of momentum after that first game, but much like the other series, much like the Braves series and the San Diego Padres series, they they lost the second game, which led to it being 1-1. Then on to Game 3, they broke the record for most home runs as a team in a World Series game with shots from Harper, Schwarber, all of them. And then in the most Phillies thing, the most Philly fashion, they get no hit the next game in a combined no-hitter. I thought that was insane. Very, very insane. And then just from that point on, the momentum shifted in Houston's favor. Phillies, eventually they got one more game. to make it a 2-2 series. But from that, gosh, I'm lost for words. That's how much that no-hitter shook me. They just couldn't get the momentum back, and the Houston Astros won the series 4-2. I, for one, we all still love the Phillies. We're all still immensely, immensely proud of the Phillies. There's just not much more that you could have asked for. I'm just so glad that they're my team, and that I'm so happy that they went this far. Nobody expected them to go that far. Absolutely nobody. If you had told somebody from the beginning of the season that the Philadelphia Phillies would be in the World Series and they won the National League pennant, they would have thought you were crazy. It was just an unreal season. I love this team. I hope most of them come back, and let's just run it back again next season. Let's add a few pieces in the offseason. Let's add Rodon. Let's add Trey Turner. And then let's get right back to the World Series next year and win it all this year. Thank you, fellas. Thank you, people. Go Phillies.